We haven't done a good investigation in a while. I think it's time here. Welcome back, Midday Show. So yesterday, the news broke about the heated interaction between Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, and the Phillies, specifically Bryce Harper, and how mad he was. Basically, told him to get the bleep out of their clubhouse when he came and met with the Phillies recently and kind of floated the idea a few years from now the owners could be pushing for a salary cap in Major League Baseball. Well, Hugh, we have more on the story now, and there's more legs to it. In fact, we have to open up an investigation on whether or not this could hurt the Phillies in the very near future. All right, let's hear some more context. ESPN's Jeff Passan, he's the one that wrote the story yesterday. And, Hugh, we were wondering what Rob Manfred's reaction was, right, when Bryce Harper walked up on him and got face-to-face, told him to get the bleep out of here.
Yeah.
Here is how Passan framed Manfred's response.
So what does this say about the state of the game that a player can basically walk up to the commissioner, curse him out, especially with a new collective bargaining agreement coming up, I want to say, end of 2026?
Yeah, December 1st, 2026. And I think on one hand, Rob Manfred didn't stand there and take it. He shot right back at Bryce Harper and said, I will be in this clubhouse and we will have this conversation. And frankly, these are the difficult conversations that need to be happening in order for labor peace to continue. We all remember the 1994 strike. Canceled the World Series. It was a problem, and there is fear throughout Major League Baseball, both on the player side and at the league, that it is going to go down the same path. Now, Rob Manfred has not said he is going to lock out the players upon the expiration of that collective bargaining agreement, but at the same time, there is the expectation that that's going to happen unless things really change drastically between now and then, particularly if MLB owners insist on a salary cap.
Hugh, what's your reaction to Manfred basically saying, I'm not going anywhere?
That they're doubling down on this and they're ready for a fight. I don't think now. You know what's funny? Now that I think about it, I don't think Bryce did the right thing by rolling a phony.
So
like
let's add some more context, and maybe Bryce went a little too far. All right, so Mark DeRosa, former player, he was the Team USA manager in the World Baseball Classic recently. Also a former teammate of Bryce Harper's with the Washington Nationals. All right, he now, you've probably seen him. He works for MLB Network. He's on one of the shows in the morning. DeRosa was in the big leagues for all. You probably recognize the name or his face if you saw him. But he now works for MLB. All right, Hugh, here's the latest with DeRosa's angle on this. This is from The Athletic this morning. This is from the story. Quote, after Philadelphia Phillies star Bryce Harper got in the face of Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred during a heated meeting last week, Mark DeRosa, former big leaguer who now works for Manfred, said something some players took as a threat, according to four people who attended the meeting or were briefed on it. Quote, the commissioner's a powerful guy. Don't bleep around with him, was the tone of DeRosa's message. Some players were angry at his implication that a commissioner who has oversight of so many on- and off-field personnel and processes in the sport could retaliate if they didn't fall in line with what a commissioner wants, the sources said. After DeRosa's statement, a player in the room raised the possibility of MLB using the drug testing program as a means of retribution. However, DeRosa, an MLB Network broadcaster and major leaguer, said he was just joking when reached by The Athletic.
That's a hell of a time to be joking.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And say something like that, but at the end of the day, the commissioner is in a position of power.
The ultimate position of power.
Yeah, and, you know, as much longevity as baseball players have, the game will move on without you. You know, it's just, it might take a little while, but it will move on without you.
The first thought I had, now, a drug suspension without evidence feels like a huge thing, but you know what I thought of right away? As we do an investigation here, you know what's going to happen. Let's fast forward to October. Let's say there is an obvious bad call or strike ball call that goes against the Phillies that decides the game. What are we all going to come back to?
Commish.
Yeah, like, was this intentional?
That's what you get for fooling with the commish?
Well, you know, sometimes within the game, you don't – I never want the pitcher or the catcher to get too much – sometimes early in the game, you don't want to get too much on the umpire because you're like, is he going to screw you later?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the ultimate form of that. I hope we don't get to that point, but I mean, I'll think back to this investigation if the Phillies are hosed on a call down the stretch of the season.
Now I wish I was a fly on the wall because I want to see, because when Bryce rolled up on him, I want to see what the commissioner's reaction was. Like, hold up, player, back up.
I'm getting Rod Manfred. Rod Manfred saying, hold up, player.
Hold up, player, back up.
Doesn't seem like Rod Manfred's vernacular.
I'm just saying.
Bryce Butler, what, 6'5", 6'6"?
No, you got to stop acting like DeBryce.
He's not even that tall.
Bryce about tall, like, I'm about 5'6".
He's about 7 foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He rolled
Bryce
up
Harper
on you.
Bryce Harper standing at 9'7".
He rolled up on you, and the commissioner said, hey, you picked the right one today. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall because Bryce didn't want to say nothing. Well, or what? Like, wait a minute. Now I'm here. What if he just smiled and be like, come on, the guy. Come on, big guy. Come on. You want a piece of me? You want some of this? And everybody had to hold Bryce back.
And then they just start fighting right there.
No, I'm just saying. He looked like, oh, so. Or he looked at him like, and started laughing. Oh, so that's how you want to play it? I see you in December.
Now, all right. Gut feeling. Was DeRozan really joking? Or is he just saying that out?
No, I don't think he was
joking. I don't think he was joking either.
I don't think he was joking. I think that when he realized what he said, he's like, hey, maybe I need to walk this back a little bit. Because like you said, the commish might be about that life. He might be about that life, Joe.
All right, take me back to your place. I know the NFL PA and baseball PA is different things. It was Tagliabue when you were playing? Paul Tagliabue comes to the Eagles locker room when you're a player. Would you walk up to him and basically?
Man, I went to Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio. I'm one of like four players that have played in the NFL.
So basically, you would have been more reserved.
I'd have waited for one of them cats that went to Georgia or Wisconsin to say something to him. LSU. But me? Oh, no, I ain't got nothing to say.
Little old you?
little old Central State University. Where before? No, I'm cool.
Well, so the way it was told.
Five of us that went to the league when I was there.
The way it was told in the story, though, and this sounds like a total Nick Castellanos move, is that he broke the tension by being like, well, I still have some questions about this.
Because he looks like that type of dude.
Yeah.
Just try to tension break.
And there was like, Nick, come on, this thing's over now. Like, yeah, we gotta
don't you see that we're face-to-face or, you know, or Manfred's at Harper's belt because Harper's towering over him.
It is pretty hard.
He's standing about 6'9".
That's right. Yep, he's about 6'9".
About 6'8".
He's 6'2 and a half. This idea that he's 6'6 is crazy.
It just makes the story sound so much better.
It does. Bryce Harper, all 7'4 of him, walking up to Rob Manfred.
Walking up to Rob Manfred talking about, listen here, little fella. Don't come in here with that bleepity bleep.
Yeah, you know what we got to do?
Get the bleepity bleep up out
here. Next time we're – maybe spring training next year. We got to get you standing next to Bryce for a picture.
Just see how tall
he is. You claim you're 6'2".
I'm 6'2".
And you claim Bryce is about
– about 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah. Yeah. Your Douglas height investigation.
Yeah. If you guys are the same size, what does it mean? You're taller or he's shorter?
Hey, he's as tall as I thought he was.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, just keep an eye on this whole thing. If there's retribution here
– retribution.
We have our eye on Manfred because it sounds like he's annoyed, and I don't think DeRozan was kidding at all. And now he's pretending he is. All right, let's go to Jeff in Camden, annoyed at the Phillies' loss last night. Hey, Jeff. Jeff? Going once? Twice?
So annoyed that couldn't even hang on.
Yeah, that's his thing. All right, Jake is up next at WIP. Hey, Jake.
Way to go.
Gentlemen.
Jake, hey, what's up, man? Jake, what's up?
I just want to touch. I want to touch on the Eagles a little bit and the Phillies, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So I might be the outlier here, but I'm honestly not mad at the approach we're taking with the Eagles here. I think it's a calculated approach. I think it's keeping everybody in between their ears, and we all know sometimes success, especially with young players, that can go to people's head. We're all human. And I think that approach is perfect. Leave last year behind it, and let's go towards this year. Let's get it done. Let's get another Super Bowl.
Well, the one thing that's clear about it, Jake, it whatever Sirianni preached, it got through. Because they're all – it's like, you know, we've talked to probably 8 players since we got here last week. They're all on lockstep together. And then you hear Sirianni, you hear the coaches, Jalen, his press conferences.
Greatest brainwashed job on the planet.
It's working so far, for sure.
Yeah. And as far as the Phillies goes, I mean, that was a tough watch last night. Dave, if you're listening, go out there, get the pieces we need to win the World Series that you promised us, and let's get us another parade on Broad Street. That's all I need to say about the Phillies.
It's as simple as that. Like, and Jake, good phone call. Dave doesn't have to complicate this. Go finish it.
Finish what you said you was going to do.
Yeah, the team is obviously good. There's a lot of talent here, and they're one of the better teams in baseball. But they and many others are flawed. I think if there was that one great team this year, like if the Dodgers were having one of their dominant seasons or, you know, whoever, you might say, man, it's going to be tough. It's going to be there's not that team. And we've pointed this out a lot the last couple of days. The Mets aren't going to sit on their hands. The Dodgers are going to try to get better. The Cubs are going to, like everyone else that's similar in the NL, they're all trying to get better by Thursday.
Yeah.
And if someone doesn't get better, well, you're going to be left in the shuffle. And the Mets, they already had their worst part of the season. They played really bad in June, and I don't think the Phillies took enough advantage to give themselves a cushion. Now they're chasing them again. Let's go finish this thing, Dave. Steve in Phoenix. So what's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's been a long time. Y'all so busy, man. That's when you know, y'all like celebrities. I can't get on, man. You know what I mean? I just want to sit in the front row. That's all.
Well, we appreciate you being part of the show, Steve. What do you got for us?
Yeah, y'all guys are hilarious. But anyway, let's talk about that Super Bowl ring thing. You know what used to make me sick about Andy Reid? And I know that's you, old coach and buddy. Listen, I love Andy from when he's here. But what bothered me is when he used to sit up in them press conferences with that Super Bowl ring on from another team. That bothered me, man. Like, dude, take the ring off until we get our ring to put on your finger. He always did that. I mean, I couldn't stand that. Like, yo, like leave that stuff over on the other side, man. That's over with. We trying to get our own ring. We don't need to be reminded that we don't have one. And see why we never won one. I think that's one of the reasons why we ain't winning, because he was still caught up in Green Bay with his old style of coaching. And it's like we never won one, man. He just wore that ring, and he wore it out of here. And we never won one with him. And I just believe that what they're doing with this ring, man, that's old news now, man. It's time to move forward. It's time to get another ring. They need to treat this second ring like it's their first ring. That's what they need to do. Treat it like they need to gain it like the first one. And about the Phillies, they need a salary cap. I'm sorry, Bryce talking out his ears because he got $330 million to sit on. But what about them young boys that's sitting down in the clutches making $850,000? You ain't thinking about them when you say strike. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
And Steve, with that's why I think Manfred's making this tour trying to talk to players, because I think he's trying to get a gauge. He's trying to get into the ear of exactly who you just mentioned. Like
the Jimmys and the Joes.
Right. Of course, Bryce Harper doesn't want a salary cap, or the future Bryce Harper.
But that
little guy, like Johan Rojas, he could probably make more if there's a salary cap. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, like, come on, man. Dude, you make it $330. Like, come on, man. Like, everybody deserves their worth. But, like, come on. 700 something million for Ohtani. Like, what's next? A $1 billion?
That's the next one.
They're trying to.
Like, come on. It has to stop somewhere.
Well, yeah,
man,
they're trying to avoid. And here's my prediction on this. Steve, appreciate it. I don't know if we're going to have a strike or a work stoppage. I think we probably are. Something lockout. I think the owners are going to win this time. They lost in 1994.
Because to what Steve said, it's a lot that Steve said, but what he said about what's next, $1 billion, they're trying to stop that from happening.
Of course they are. And they have half the league with small market teams that are saying, help us.
They can't compete.
They can't, right? Should the small market teams spend more money? Yes. The Pirates shouldn't be as bad as they are.
Yeah,
but they can never sign Juan Soto.
No.
Like Paul Skeens, right? He's the best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball.
He leaving.
They can't keep him.
Yeah, he leaving.
They know it.
He leaving.
Right, and in football, let's use that for salary cap, or even basketball. Like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander stays with Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in football, the Bills can keep Josh Allen. I mean, there's a reason why those sports have worked with salary cap.
Yeah.
It gives you a shot to keep your play. I mean, I think eventually have the cap in your baseball. You want to comment on the Andy thing?
Well, I did, because I don't think Steve understood what Big Red was trying to do. When Andy came here, we were a rudderless ship.
Yeah.
And by him wearing that Super Bowl ring, that's what we were striving to get. I know it probably bothered you, but, you know, it was more for us to see so that we could strive, because we were a good team, and he knew that, but we needed direction. So that's why he wore it. And he always, to your point, he stuck it in your face because he wanted you to see that.
I think sometimes with coaches or managers, we think about what they're saying to us, but sometimes they're speaking to you.
To the player, and that's what he was doing. Because he did that. When you see some of the first pictures of Big Red, he had that big Green Bay Packers ring on his finger because we were in training camp and he wore it because it was a method to his madness. So, I mean, I apologize, Steve, if you didn't understand that, but that's exactly what it was. And we gravitated towards that. And even though we didn't get one, we aspired to get one. That was the motivation behind everything that we did. That was the reason why we went to 4 NFC championship games and finally broke through. Was because of that, the fact that he wore that ring as much as he did.
And look, we could bring up a lot of reasons why you guys ultimately didn't win the whole thing. I don't think wearing his ring was the reason.
No, it's
I
not.
Mean, like, yeah, there's probably 10 to 20 other reasons.
Yeah, that is
Fight the world!
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have to say it. I mean, everyone's thinking it. That's part of it. It happened. But that's just...
Yeah, I've been messy today, so I might as well. Yeah.
I mean, you might as well finish the day strong.
Yeah, well, we might as well just wait for this.
I mean, it's a wrap.
Might
anyway.
Have to rank the messiness of the day.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
I mean, Lost the Shuffle is the guilty drop.
No, that was hilarious.
Guilty!
Wild. All right, let's get to you people. I'm sure had a day today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I just want to start by saying I feel like we had a good run together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's our last day. Then
we outlasted a lot of, you know, the shelf life of most shows.
Yeah, we did. Yep. We did some numbers.
Yeah.
We did numbers.
And I'm proud of this show.
We're going to go out with a bang because there's been a lot of reaction to the postponement on the YouTube chat today.
It's a wrap for us.
Well,
it's a wrap.
Real quick, it's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. A few things before we get to all that. Joe and Kyle... Joe, we're apparently scared to get Jalen Hurts on the mic today down in training camp. I guess we're ducking him.
We're ducking Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Like, we have
there's a
control
seat open here.
Over anything.
If he wants to walk in anytime he can. Right. What does it mean we're ducking Jalen Hurts?
I don't know.
Okay.
People think that he would have some choice words for us if he sat down.
I'm sure he'd have none.
Yeah.
He has no idea what we talk about.
Nope. someone thought that you look like a strip club bouncer that doesn't feel like getting up when things are going down. I can see that. It's the towel over the shoulder.
Yeah,
I can see
that too. Yeah. There's a look of like I'm done for the night.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and let the young Thundercats handle that. That's a good one.
That is good. Yeah. A few suggestions on the bracket of Hugh next season. Hugh started off pretty hot. I guess somebody had their arm around his waist. We got no hug Hugh.
I like that.
Tickle
That's
me Douglas.
Weird, though, dog. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Hugging me.
What about Tickle Me Douglas?
Yeah, that's a funny one. That's funny.
That is a lock to make the tournament.
Last day, you.
Today is probably the last day.
And with the stew, it looks like you're cooking up Stew Douglas.
Stew Douglas.
Yeah, that one could get some run. Yeah, I do like... Man. I do like Last Day, Hugh, that one.
Yeah, because today might be it.
Every now and then... We like to throw in some of these lost YouTubers. So Joe was talking about CJ Gardner-Johnson today.
Yes.
And somebody commented, "Stop it, Spike. CJ GJ is not as big of a loss as you're making it out to be."
I agree, Spike. That's enough. And just quiet down.
So you're Spike now.
Yeah.
I guess so.
All right. Let's get to the meat and potatoes here. Mm-hmm. First of all, do you guys think the decision to postpone because of heat, like, do you think that's going over well with the people in this city? Like, do you think Joey from the dump truck took the day off because of a little bit of heat?
No shot.
I don't think so. So listen to some of these. My uncle is on a roof in Bridesburg today. This city has gotten soft.
You know what?
That's powerful.
That one right there, that's at Rod Lake. That comment is on him.
Carpenter here, been outside in jeans and a hard hat all day since 6 a.m. Man up.
That's wrong.
I mean, these are our listeners. Some of those folks were planning to go to FDR Park or at least watch it on YouTube with us, and now their day shot because of us getting soft.
You might be on some of the roofs trying to learn carpentry.
Yeah, that's
this is a wrap for us.
Let's be real. That's not the good place.
No, it's not. No, I'm not.
That's not a good place for either of us.
No.
You cooking on
I'm
a roof?
I'm definitely not getting on
the
roof.
That's not your
spot. All right.
I found this one pretty funny, too. What, you guys couldn't play one set with EMTs on standby?
It is true. We got some across the street. We could have said, they need help.
Now, to be fair, the EMTs might need to be there if it's 55 out or 95 out.
That's true.
We might need them
do it with some EMTs on standby.
That's true.
All right, these are pretty good. I expected nothing else from Rob Lincoln. What a joke.
Rob Lincoln.
I agree. And Rob then, Lincoln stinks.
That's pretty funny.
And then Ridiculous by Rob Lanca.
Lanca.
Yep, L-A-N-C-A.
That's awesome.
I didn't know if anything would ever top his day on the polygraph. Today might have done it. Because he's getting roasted.
Yeah,
a couple quickies before we go here, because we had a few things that happened today that had some pretty serious drop potential, or at least worth replaying. First off, this just happened, last minute submission. Hugh's Rob Manfred impression was incredible.
What if you smiled and be like, come on, big guy. Come on, big guy. Come on. You want a piece of me? You want some of this?
Hey. That's so good.
Hey, man, you know, some of the things that go over my mind when I think about, like, a lot of times y'all think it's a pregnant pause. I'm just replaying what was told to me in my head.
Come on, big guy.
Come on, big guy.
Listen, if baseball wants to get the most out of this new rivalry, next year's WrestleMania, I need Harper and Manfred in the ring.
And one more quick thing, and I hate to do this to the guy. Seems like a swell fella.
Uh-oh.
We had him on the show earlier, but the people have spoken, and we had to relive this moment from Jalix Hunt in that interview earlier.
Anybody in the room, anybody in the building who could give me any tips about just being a professional and how to progress my game into the next level. So, excuse me.
Don't worry about it.
This year,
keep it moving.
You tried to power right through it.
Jalix Hunt's on-air burp was awesome.
That sounded like something came up a little bit.
Yeah.
Isn't that par for the course of our show? Like, like that happens.
Yeah, well, and you empathizing because it happens to you. It's like, you understand what it's like to have...
Mukbang, we do the mukbang.
Or just some gas.
And people lie about people farting on the air and stuff like that.
This wasn't what it was. This didn't sound like just a regular burp.
Anybody in the room, anybody in the building who could give me any tips about just being a professional and how to progress my game into the next level. So,
don't worry about it.
This year.
You think some food came up?
The breakfast was coming back up.
It was hot, though. It was hot.
No, and I'm glad we played it because you people brought it up, and we need to talk about it again. This was a fun day.
Yes, it was.
Sweaty
Come
day.
Come on, big guys.
This might be our last.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how tomorrow. Well, you know.
Gut feel. Do the key cards work in the morning?
Well, it'd be kind of hard to replace us this late in the game. We probably got to Friday, though.
Well, for a full-term replacement.
No one's going to camp. It wouldn't be that hard. We probably.
Yeah, anyone could sit in tomorrow. Full-term replacement, that's going to take a few days.
Yeah,
I think the key cards will work.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But if they don't,
then
it was fun.
We'll be doing construction somewhere.
Yeah, we'll go with everyone and you people. We'll join you guys. All right, fun show today. If you missed Jalix Hunt and his belch or Reed Blankenship, Odyssey app rewind or on YouTube, go find those. Afternoon show next. I'm sure they have a lot to say about Rod Lake's decision and the cancellation. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, deadline almost there, almost here. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.